So first the Brisker goes to explain. Moshe, when Yisro comes to Moshe, and he has his taina, so he says like this. It says in the Pasuk, Vayar choysed Moshe, es kol asher u'i salam, vayomer ma'adova shato u'i salam, madu ata yoyshev levadecha, v'chol la'am nitzav alecha min boikar adoref, meaning why are they all the time with you? Vayomer Moshe lechosne, kiov elai ha'am lidro shalokim. First of all, lidro shalokim, ki elem dovar ba'elai v'shafateti ben ish ben reyu, then I will judge between the people, v'oidati es chuke elokim v'steroysav, and I teach them chuke elokim. So says the Brisker Rav, the same idea as Ramban, that he came, Moshe Rabbeinu said, why are people here standing all day long? For three things. Number one, Lidro Shelokim. So Lidro Shelokim, Ramban says they come to ask for guidance. They ask for Moshe Rabbeinu to daven. Lidro Shelokim is always asking for davening. The Brisker Rav says Lidro Shelokim is that Moshe Rabbeinu, they have a question. Moshe Rabbeinu would be the only one that could ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Emdo Veshmo Ma'irtzavi Hashem. So that's the first thing. The second thing is Moshe Rabbeinu would judge between people. They have arguments how to pasken. And the third thing is to teach Torah. So Shtid Biskov the Raman says the same thing. Meaning it's not, he shouldn't do. What is it? This thing is Mabshema. Only one thing wasn't good. What wasn't good? So stating State in Ramban and Brisker Rav also the legabi the shar dvorim legabi the aloch is like which one lo sucha lasu levadecha. So which one is it? The idea is hey atamul loikim veises advorim loikim. You should continue being doiresh as loikim. You should be the one bringing the Kodesh Baruch Hu, either tefillah as according to the Ramban or a shaila as according to Brisker Rav. So on that he agreed that you should continue doing that. Vizarte saem. You should continue teaching them Torah. What you shouldn't do, you should find that they should be the judges. They should be the judges. So says Brisker Rav, what Paro Yisro had a problem is not of Moshe Rabbeinu being doer shalokim. That you should continue. The idea of Moshe Rabbeinu teaching Torah also not. Only the concept of being a judge among people, that you shouldn't have. You should have some kind of a hierarchical form, some kind of a social structure. That's the Brisker Rav. So the Brisker Rav says this, that's why. Because he's tiny is why you're standing up. So because they were sitting and he was standing. So the Brisker Rav, that's not true. When Moshe Rabbeinu stayed to ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu, everybody was standing. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Emdo Veshmo, I will stand. Everybody stood, so nobody was sitting. And when Moshe Rabbeinu taught Torah, everybody was sitting. That people would sit in different formats. So when was a case that Moshe Rabbeinu was sitting, everybody else was standing, was only by judging, and that he had the time. And the question is, do you need the Yisro to tell you that? Meaning, why is that such a simple idea? Clearly, meaning to go ahead and to start judging, mean why do you have to do that? Question number one. Question number two. Name of Yisro is the seven names. One of them is Yeser. That's in the Parsha before, because she eater Parsha Achaz Batorah, because he added the mitzvah, a whole portion in the Torah, that's here. But then, is Yisroi, when he became Jewish, after the Gerus, they were added a vav to his name. So, this is a chom, so there are only seven names, there are only six names, not seven, because yes, it is before he became a Ger, the same name became Yisroi, right? Because it's like Avram and Avram. So you don't count it as two. They're mutually exclusive. And if they're not mutually exclusive, what's Yisroi? Yisroi is just the name Yeser plus Avov. What is he adding? Why is it a different name? Yeser, Yiter, Parsha, Achaz, Batorah, only became Frum, became Jewish, he added Avov. First of all, why adding Avov makes anything? The Gurari also say that because perhaps that becomes 616, which is 613 meters plus 6 plus 3 meters a gear. But so then, is a totally different Shem than the Shem Yeser. Yeser is added the mitzvah of the Torah. Mashm Yisro has nothing to do with it. And is Mashm Chazal that is the same name Yeter plus Avov. So then the case, they're mutually exclusive. And if they are not mutually exclusive, why not? And what's the meaning of the letter Avov? And then the next one is the Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Ramban Sefer HaMitzvos goes, if you look in the Psukim, so the Pasuk says, Ve'oidata lahem, es aderech yelchubo vesamains asher yosun. Veidotem es aderech yelchubo. The Gemara darshens. And then what even derech yelchubo? The Gemara becomes. What's derech yelchubo? Derech zug minus chasodim. Yelchubo is kvuras meisim bikur choylim. Oh, the mitzvah's been done on chaveroi. And the Balamor counts each one for a mitzvah. So the Rambam wants to say that the Rambam, the Balamor, the Balalochos Gdoilas got it from here. State in Rambam. Now, for this pasuk, there's no mitzvah. Why? Because the pasuk is, the Easter is just telling him what he should do it. He's like, Eitza Toiva Kamashmalan. It's not the word of the mitzvah. It says, why? The biggest raya is because it's Veoidat Lemsaderech Yelchobot. The Gemara says he's teaching them Beis Chaim, teaching them a parnosa. And therefore, sure, it's not a mitzvah. So says the Ramban, what the Easter says, Veidatam Lemsaderech Yelchobot, even though the Gemara darshans that it relates to the mitzvah of Gimulos Chasodim, Kvuras Meisim, and Bikur Choylim, that's not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is Ve'atal Arach Kamoicha. Just here he's spelling it out. And the question is, if it's not a mitzvah, why is it brought here? And why does the Gemara have to darshan from every word? What is Yisroel in Kavona? If it's a mitzvah, then said, but if it's not a mitzvah, what's the purpose of it? To try to understand that, we have to understand what Shteit Nezoyah. Shteit Nezoyah in our parsha, that a person should never be boss, a person should never ignore something. There is something to what to learn from everything, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not create anything Levatola. And the biggest example is, I think Rabbi Lozar was walking, and he saw a Nochash, and he wanted to kill the Nochash, and the other Tana told him, don't kill the Nochash, because the Nochash, even though appears to be that there is nothing, it does have something to contribute. There is no Bria that you was Nivra Larik. And the biggest thing was Yisrei. Yisrei came to Davka add in the Parshas Hadinim, which they have no Shaychus Hadinim because Kamishpa de Loikimu, and Davka through Yisrei came the Parshas Hadinim to teach you that Milsa de Dioita, a Milsa of Adioit, is also Mila. And the question is, what does that mean, Mila de Dioita, Avi Mila, and why Davka this Parsha, and why specifically this Parsha? So I mentioned Yaakov Hillel. Yaakov Hillel wants to say that Lechoyer, that's the Ligreusa. Because what it means is Yisrei, Klal Yisrael lived, what it means, but Yisrei comes and says, you can do it. Lo sucha lasu levadecha, you can't do it by yourself. Klal Yisrael didn't live in the miracle. So what? Moshe Rabbeinu couldn't do, Moshe Rabbeinu could do many more miraculous things. So the idea is that until Yisrei came, there was no question that Klal Yisrael could have lived in such a madriga, and Moshe Rabbeinu would be the only one, and you take care of everything. But once Yisrael came and says, listen, now, piderach hateva, such a thing doesn't make sense, and people agree to it, so they weren't zoiche to live in such a madriga, sanisim, then they required the mitzvah. The mitzvah only came, so Yisrael took them from a higher madriga to a lower madriga, and in this lower madriga, they needed the mitzvah. So then I asked him one second, but so that's why he says, that's why in the end, Moshe Rabbeinu sends him away, Vayishalach Yisrael Le'Artzoi, because he says, don't stay here anymore, because now you're going to question every nes, and by questioning, doubting every nes, Klal Yisrael is going to doubt, so you're going to lower us even more, so please go away, right? So that's what he says, Vayishalach Moshe Eschoyisno Ve'elech Le'Artzoi, Vedo Chazal said, you want to be Megair, his family. So I asked Rabbi Yaakov Hillel, a few things don't make any sense. First of all, is mashma yeter, she iter parsha achas batoira, meaning that there is like, this is the praise of Israel that he added a parsha to the Torah. So he says, no, defuch, it's yeter, it's a parsha which is superfluous. He came and he added a superfluous parsha because without him such a thing would not be needed. But one second, but the pasuk says in Sefer Bamidbar that Moshe Rabbeinu tells Israel, Ve'isa lanu leinayim, you should come and be our guide. One second, Ve'isa lanu leinayim, if you are leinayim, you're going to take us and to question every nes, you're going to quote unquote open our eyes to question everything. So he says, maybe leinayim, I don't know, but that's. But the Chorah is not Mashma. Mashma Moshe, the Afuch, the Medrash Tanchum is Mashma, the Moshe Rabbeinu, that Israel Zoicha, that born of Yoshu Belishka Sagozis. So the question is, indeed, why they have to come through, and why is it called Misal de Idioita? So says Reb Tzodek in several places. I'm mistaken, Likudei Mamorim says, but he says that in Tzidkes HaTzadik, that the truth is that there is a perspective of an insider, there's a perspective of an outsider. Now, like Clifford Gertz says, there is always an insider's perspective, and there is an outsider's perspective. It can never be like the insider. He says, because the insider, Klal Yisrael, you realize that Klal Yisrael, for us, we are Kish Echod Belev Echod. Everybody in Klal Yisrael represents Kol. Every nefesh Yisrael represents Yishish Biliboy Oisiz LaTorah. That every nefesh represents a letter in the Torah, and the letter in the Torah, there is no one better than the other. The same way in the body, if you look at yourself, you love and you value your foot the same way as your hand, and don't start saying which one has more value because it's you. So therefore, hierarchy could not be from the within. Hierarchy, to be able to see a hierarchy, that there is a madrega, that one is above the other, that there is a sore alofi, sore arosores, it's only shy from the outside. So that could never come from the inside. And that is the dafka from the outside, that there is a hierarchy. And Rav Tzadok wants to state that dafka be'olam hazeh. In olam hazeh, there is a hierarchy in the olam that we see. As we get closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as you get closer to the Achdus Taket, then there is no. That's why Losid Lovoi will be Ose Mocho El Atzadikim. The world will be a circle, that everybody will be equidistant. There will be no Chiluka Madregas. Chiluka Madregas Afuch. Chiluka Madregas is Dafka, the idea of the Chitzonius. The more Chitzonius you have, the more Chiluka Madregas you have, because it's Alma de Piru. The part of the Piru is that Chiluka Madregas. But the Chidush is that the tikkun olam that we bring is the olam that you have to mesake even the chitzonius. We live in the world which is the olam chitzonius. So dafka from the chitzon comes out a perspective that perspective needs to be mesukan. That's why vayisalanu leinayim ibchinas einayim in the physical needs to be mesukan, and that is mesukan ledeze. So it comes out that the social structure that you have, it's only a external, superficial, but that superficial needs also to go through a process of tikkun. And that's the tikkun of Yisroi. So the chidush in Parshas Yisroi, why dafka Parshas Yisroi? Parshas Yisroi is dafka the parsha of Matan Torah. So the one thing is to say that Klal Yisroel, the insiders and outsiders, that perspective was created in Parshas Yisroi. Because up to Parshas Yisroi, everybody was the same. The pasuk says, Vishol Yish Mes Reyu Visha Mes Reusa, meaning a person should ask his fellow man. And who the fellow man of a Jewish person was Dimitri. Says the Rebbe Bechai, you will know from the Gemara Bakam, but that's not true after Matan Torah. After Matan Torah, Atem Krim Odom, we are the insiders, and they are completely different. They are not our fellow men anymore. So the Chidush is, even though they were now outsiders, there is a Bechina of the outsider, and the Tikkun has to come dafka from the outsider. The Tikkun of the world is a Kodesh Baruch Hu made. The Tikkun should not only be made in the inside, in the core, or even on the periphery, even on the outside, the tikkun has to come. And dafka, the tikkun comes from that outside. Says Reb Tzadik, Israel represents the concept of Torah Shebal Peh keneged Torah Shebichsav. Moshe Rabbeinu represents Torah Shebichsav, which is the madrega. There's another Reb Tzadik in Pri Tzadik afterwards. Pri Tzadik in two places. Moshe Rabbeinu is the bechina of Voich Le'amon, in the life lemala biderach hateva. But that lemala biderach hateva, that's not what Kodesh Baruch Hu wants. Kodesh Baruch Hu wants us to be boy haaretz, to be doichel lechem min haaretz. That bechina is the bechina of the outsider. The tikkun has to come dafka from the outside, the dafka from Yisroi, which is iter parsha achas v'toira. He was miyater, he added an extra parsha in the Torah, because that social structure, which is kibiyochol, the physical of olam hazeh, the tikkun has to become also from there. Says Reb Tzadok, that tikkun of Torah Shebal Peh. Torah Shebal Peh is that not only the gilu that comes min lemala, is the gilu that comes from outside, from your faculties, from your own faculties. You take that to reach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's why Torah Shebal Peh dafka comes from the Chitzoni. Who does Rabbi Akiva come from? Rabbi Akiva comes, the Gemara says, "Bibni Bono she Sisra lomdu Torah bibnei Brak." The Gisa Sagioinim is Umanu. Who is the Bibni Bono shel Sisra? Is Rebbe Akiva. In Shtit Nasora Mamot, but Rabbi Mipanu, that Sisra and Yael, when Yael had the whole story of Yael and Sisra, last week's parsha, Yael had relations with Sisra, and from that relation came Rebbe Akiva. And who is Yael? Eshes Chaver Keni. She comes from Yisrael. Because the idea of Yisrael to come through your reason, through your logic, through your faculties to reach to Torah, that's Rebbe Akiva, that's Yisrael, and that's a tikkun that has to come. So there is a value to come the tikkun from your logic, from something that appears to be outside, and to bring it inside. That's why Vayisa Lanu Rinaim, that's why Dafkan It would dafka be they were Yoshev Bilishka Zagozis. Why? Because they are the tikkun of Midas Adin. What's Midas Adin? Midas Adin is Tzimtzum. Midas Adin is the Hagbola. The Chidush is that the Tzimtzum of HaKadosh Baruch Hu means that there is Giluk Foichem Shomayim even on something that appears to be far away. But now one thing is a givaldike vort, that taking that from the outside and applying it to inside, importing it, chas v'shalom, is not the right way. You have to import it, but then to search the emes, to find the nitzos from within. And that is what you have to do. You can't just take the idea of Israel and import it to Klal Yisrael because you take Goyish ideas, Goyish influences, and things from the outside and import it. You have to take it and to search for the jewel inside. That is exactly what happened by Yisroi. If you look at Yisroi, in Parshas Dvorim, the idea of this social structure, it says in the Pasuk that was Moshe Rabbeinu's idea. It doesn't even give to Yisroi. So why doesn't he go ahead and be Miyachas Yisroi? This is Yisroi's idea. That's not his own. And there appears to be that he's his own. But the answer is very simple. If you read in the Psukim, says in the Tziv, the Pasuk says like this. Atashma bekoili. Listen, Bekoili, Yotzchav Yelukim Imodchach. If you see, Nakudosh Baruch Hu be with you, and you ask, Shma Bekoili, in my voice, is the whole voice. Mashma Bekoili is always the concept, Shma Bekoili, that's Ruach HaKodesh Bo. So you sing, Shma Bekoili, listen to what I'm saying, because it's Ruach HaKodesh Besoichoi. And the Pasuk says, Hey, Ata Vizart Esev Veata, Techze Mikol Ham. You should get from the Om. Om. The word Om always relates to Damaratzim, to the people. To the people. You should get judges from the people. So says the Nitziv, because just for the people, meaning you look for the people who are smart. That's what Chazal Sher calls the Surah. There is such a thing that if you don't have Tamid HaChomim, you look for people who are very reasonable, very smart, very balanced. Ve'ata techze mikolam. Something that makes sense in social structure, it takes people who are kind, who are generous, who are honest, they're going to be the judges. Moshe Rabbeinu, when he follows to him, he doesn't say that what it says in the Pasuk. Vayishma Moshe lekoil chosnoi. He didn't listen to everything he has to say. He said lekol chosno, to part, to the direction, to that direction. Lekol is the direction of kol chosno. Not exactly what he says. Vayishma Moshe lekol chosnoi. To what it says, Vayichar Moshe anshe chayil mikol Yisrael. He chose Dayanim, but he didn't choose Dayanim mikol ham, the people who are very reasonable, logical, and sensical. He looks from the Talmud Chachomim. Mikol Yisrael, Yisrael is different than Am. Yisrael reads the Talmud Chachomim. He says the only way for you to do it is to get the direction, but to search for the Torah within it. You have to use that and connect to something spiritual to realize what is the emes which is lying around in the data. Just the social idea, the social contract, the thing that makes sense, that's not enough to incorporate. You have to take that and to search the mystical idea, the truth, you have to search for the ontological truth within. And therefore, the only people who could apply that are the Chachomim. That's what it says. Mimela, you could understand something Moshe. Because Moshe Rabbeinu, when he put it, he introduced his own idea. He took his direction and implied his own idea. So Mimela, that's the word of Yeser in Israel. Yeser, he added a perspective to Torah, the perspective of the outsider. Israel is that when he was Mezgayer, the Vov is the Vov Achibur. He connected it to the truth. He took that idea and he connected it to the truth. He looked for the Neshama within it. That's why Yeser and Israel are the same. Is Yeser the idea and Israel taking the idea and connecting it to the truth. Like Torah Shabbat Peh, you could come up with something that's reasonable, but you have to see if it connects to the Emes Hadover. This is only a gate to reach to the Emes Adover. So Mimela, that's the same idea. When Moshe, when he gives the mitzvah and he tells you that there is a social contract, the whole Mekoyim Yovei B'Sholem is trying to create a social pact, a social, what's called a social compact, to allow the people to live together well. That's why he gave the ideas what he gave. That idea, says Raman, is not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is you take that and you search from it what is really something that has a spiritual import, and that becomes a mitzvah. Something doesn't have a spiritual mitzvah, doesn't import a mitzvah. Says Raman, base chayeyem, to have a parnosa, it's a givaldic thing, social compact, and you need it, but that's not a mitzvah. So you have to take these logical ideas and to search if they have a kernel of truth, a kernel of emes. So we made it very gishmak. That's why yes, and nisroi, that's why dafka from outside, because to tell you that many times you have to search for the outside, but you can't import. You have to take the outside and search the emes within, and to be mekasher, that's Yisroi, and that's the idea of Teresh Baal Peh. Teresh Baal Peh is that you use your logical reason, but you're metayer. That's what Rebbe Kiva. Rebbe Kiva is the Soida Echot, is the one that takes those logical ideas but connects to a higher spiritual truth. You take from Yeser to Yisroi, and that's the our Parsha. So our Parsha is that all Parshas Kabbalah Satoira, very interestingly, Parshas HaTorah is in Parshas Yisroi, because the Yisroi is that, so that you take the ideas from the outside to connect to above. That's the whole idea of Torah. Parsha in the Gemara also, the Gemara that talks about Peri Shabbos, that talks about, says Rebbe, says the Tzodek, that talks about Kabbalah HaTorah, is the Perek of Rebbe Kiva, because Rebbe Kiva represents the concept of Teresh Baal Peh. Teresh Baal Peh is taking your logic and connecting to a spiritual higher truth, which is exactly the Meshach of Yisroi, and that's the ultimate Avodah HaTorah, which the Tikkun is not only from within, but taking the outside inwards.